From the News Center, a news focus.
The teacher shortage has reached a crisis level in some of the districts in Pennsylvania. Aspiring educators and advocacy groups are awaiting the state Senate vote on a measure that would create a statewide Grow Your Own teacher preparation program. Jermaine Bailey has worked as a paraprofessional in the York City School District, where they have such a program. In fact, Bailey's one of the first to complete it, earning his degree and teaching certificate. He said the experience was wonderful and even more special because his oldest daughter also joined him in the program to become a certified teacher.
Right now, all of us are minority. So that's even a better situation for us because not only are we helping with the shortages of teachers, but we're also increasing the amount of minority educators in York, the school district of the city of York, and also the state of Pennsylvania.
Bailey said cost is a barrier for some who want to teach, but adds that with the help of the district superintendent, he and his daughter were able to keep their paraprofessional positions, receive their salaries, and continue to do student teaching within their school building while attending the program. Shawana Bailey recently graduated from York's Grow Your Own program and is preparing to embark on her own teaching career at McKinley K-8 in the fall. While she was working as a paraprofessional and attending Grand Canyon University, she said she was encouraged to seek higher ed to become a certified teacher in the Commonwealth.
I had an assistant principal reach out and tell me that I should pursue my higher education, which I already have one degree, but he said I should go for a master's to become a teacher. And I reached out to my dad, and he really encouraged me to go ahead and make that step.
Bailey said the district where she will work has about 95% minority students, and she thinks it's important for students of color to see teachers that look like them and have experienced what they've experienced. She said being able to portray and build relationships with students will get them an authentic education that feels real and honest. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.